Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Content Talks, Marketing Talks podcast. Still transitioning that brand. I should really enforce to call it Marketing Talks. Today, we have another episode kind of going a little bit deeper into the different roles that are within marketing. I've done one in the past on what is growth marketing, and this one we're going to focus on account-based marketing or ABM. I didn't really know what ABM was. I thought I knew what it was just purely based on the name, which is a mistake I've made a few times where I feel like I know what a role in marketing is until I actually kind of deep dive in a little more into it. And even doing this interview, I learned a lot more about what the role actually is. And it's definitely an area I find super interesting. Most of my roles have been B2B. So ABM is definitely something I find very exciting. Who's the expert I'm bringing on? Heidi Vandermeer, who is someone I met at a B2B event, I think maybe 3 years ago. She runs an event called ABM Toronto, where she kind of similar to Content Talks, where it's a networking event in Toronto. Although the only difference is I think she actually gets people to stand up and give a full presentation, whereas I'm a bit lazier and do the panel format, which trust me is a lot easier to get people to speak on than asking them to provide a formal presentation. So I applaud Heidi for that one. So I won't waste too much of your time. I think this is a really great chat about what ABM is and kind of how, if you want to go into that area, what to look for and to expect. Also a little bit of what you should focus on as well. So without further ado, here is my chat with Heidi. But yeah, basically, the reason I wanted to bring you on is because I find generally people don't, they kind of feel they have an understanding of what the different positions in marketing are, but then sometimes, you know, you dig a little deeper into what they are and you have a completely no idea of what they actually mean. And I actually had this recently. I was on a ABM webinar and they were talking about segmenting lists. And in my mind, I'm like, that's not what account-based marketing is. That's just target marketing. So I thought it'd be helpful to bring you on and kind of explain what ABM or account-based marketing is. And I guess if we could start, what is your experience in the role? And what's your role currently?
Sure. So currently my title is actually manager of demand gen. And so I lead the demand generation team at my company. And it was before manager of ABM, and we've been kind of expanding the focus of it as well. So we're very account-based marketing at the company that I'm at right now. I did start out with as just being an account-based marketer. So happy to chat about that and some of the more tactical things that an account-based marketer does specifically versus myself, where I'm managing a full team of people that run campaigns and programs and events. With account-based marketing, my role right now, again, is to make sure that we're hitting our core marketing objectives and help making sure that all of our paid campaigns and budgets and everything are generating ROI and managing a lot of the strategy that we go to market with.
And do you want to talk a bit about the event that you're on?
Yeah. So I also manage a community Toronto based originally called Account Based Marketing Toronto. And that started when I first got into ABM, it was very new. And I wanted to learn myself what it was. And so it's been focused on originally having in-person events with around account-based marketing, a lot of B2B marketing, sometimes a little bit into demand generation as well. And of course, we've had to make a little bit of a pivot recently into more virtual style events.
I like how you buried the lead there. You didn't mention that you run a whole ABM event until I had to ask. So humble. So I guess if you could start with how would you describe the role of ABM in the kind of marketing mix?
Sure. So in my mind, account-based marketing, it's really connected to sales and account management, and it's connected to direct business results as well, and go-to-market strategies, as well as different priorities that sales and customer has for their specific day-to-day. So a lot of what ABM is and how it works with those different areas, it's often very collaborative, very much aligned to the same goals that they have. So it can be, again, developing further relationships, depending on the type of ABM, whether it's more of a one-to-one, very strategic and personalized strategy, it'll look a little bit different if it's more of a broad-based ABM type approach. And again, the goal is to really build and strengthen relationships, make sure that it's relevant. I find it's very strategic, creative, and personalized as well. And the goal, again, is like sales and account management roles can be very hard if you've never been in that type of role before. And so I find with ABM, you're someone that's in their corner, you're on their team, and you can help support a lot of what they do in a number of different channels that they might not have accessible to them just in their day-to-day roles as well. So that is also something that's very rewarding with account-based marketing.
So in my mind, it's always like, and you always hear this kind of example of like serving an ad to, let's say you want to get Coca-Cola as a client. So you serve them an ad saying like, here's a report on soft drinks. Click here to get it. And then you send them to a landing page that might even have their logo on there. And then is that kind of what it is?
That's one channel and one tactic. So that is definitely one area where it sounds like what you're describing is a little bit more industry specific, obviously very specific if you're looking at Coca-Cola's soft drink business. And it's a part of it, but account-based marketing, it can use ads, different web experiences that are relevant. But it's also the strategy and the insights that go into building that are the key to what will make an ABM strategy very relevant. And so in some cases, it gets even more personal. You can have separate experiences that are just for that one account. So your ad might talk about Coca-Cola specifically or one of their core business units. And then it can go very specific into that. But then as well, you can also have different types of events. You can have direct mail, which during the pandemic, it hasn't been used as much in account-based marketing. But of course, most usual marketing channels like through paid, through email can also apply to account-based marketing as well. So that's just one example. And there is, of course, the whole measurement and working with sales teams or other cross-functional teams as well that go into it as well.
So could you describe like kind of a day-to-day for an ABM marketer?
Sure. So when I was purely focused on account-based marketing, it really did involve, as you were talking about segmentation earlier, being able to know your customer is really important. And so it did involve regular touch points with either the sales team. I've done both. When I first started, I actually got into account-based marketing from the B2B sales side. And so I had been developing already strategies and systems to be able to find ways to identify and engage higher priority companies and personas. And from there, I'd moved into an enterprise customer growth role where the goal was to find ways to expand and upsell those strategic clients. And as a part of that, I actually was able to work very closely with the marketing team on developing a lot of custom material and custom, like even web pages for those different clients that spoke to their needs. And I was very lucky that the opportunity came up to work that into developing enterprise ABM programs. And so I did start actually focusing on the customer side, which is a little bit different than when you're looking at just net new growth as well. There's a number of different goals that you can have with account-based marketing, and it can be from supporting more that net new side to accelerating deals and as well building on existing relationships. So those are kind of a couple of the main areas, and what it looks like is it's really dependent on that goal and the type of customer list that you're going after as to what what you'll be doing on a day-to-day basis.
I guess where I'm struggling a little bit, like where is the separation between like a B2B marketer and maybe a marketer? Like, is it just you're getting more specific on that client base? Like I kind of talked about the extreme where you have like you're building a relationship just for Coke and that's like everything's mm-hmm. going to be surrounded just for that example. But does it pull back a bit? Is it more just like, all right, we're going after this segment of, you know, specific clients, so we're going to create materials around just for those clients. Is that still ABM or do you feel like that's just general marketing, like segment marketing?
Yeah. So in some ways it can resemble your traditional demand generation approaches. If you have a really big list or you're just very industry focused, in some cases it looks similar, but there are three distinct types of account-based marketing that I think are just different from being a regular B2B marketer. And the first one is that one-to-one, very personalized and bespoke approach. The second is what you'll hear called as a one-to-few or cluster-based approach. And that is where you're taking a group of specific companies. Usually it's from the range of 15 to maybe up to 100 companies or so, and focusing on a very similar need that they all have. And it is, again, like you can say segment-based or industry-based marketing might look like it, but the core difference as well is that you have that account list that you're focused on. And then there is also a more programmatic approach to account-based marketing where you can be dealing with hundreds or thousands of accounts. And it's in some ways you can do some types of segmentation, but it does resemble a little bit more broad-based demand gen type marketing. And I would say the main difference is that you're still starting with an account list, and everything you do, all of your success is based off of whether you're able to engage those accounts and develop relationships with them and see success within that account list. So that's kind of the core area where I think it's just a lot more defined, and your measurement of success is still different compared to when it would just be regular B2B marketing or demand generation.
So from what I'm hearing, like it kind of the success of an ABM marketer is like, here's a list of 100 or 1,000 clients that we're going after. At the end of like 6 months, the ABM marketer go like, well, we got 20% of them on board. Like that's how success is defined for an ABM marketer, is like, did we get anyone off this list? Compared to me as like, for instance, like, you know, as a B2B digital marketer, it's like we got 30 people to sign up to our newsletter and we were going after this industry, but we didn't necessarily have anyone in mind.
Yeah. So I would say that does describe it a little bit. And I think that with ABM, there's different ways that you can measure success. And it of course depends on the goal that you have. But you are measuring directly a percentage of accounts that you're engaging in one way, shape or form. So it can still be high level engagement. For example, it could be engaging with general marketing activities that you're doing, but often the more meaningful metrics with account-based marketing are also linked to how the sales team is measured, or it might be the customer team. And so if, for example, a core metric for their BDR or SDR team is, okay, how many meetings are we booking with these companies? Like that's also a metric that relates directly to account-based marketing. Or how much pipeline are we generating from these? How many opportunities are we generating? Revenue closing, of course, as well. That it tends to link a lot more closely with account-based marketing. Whereas with other types of marketing or in other areas, not just demand generation, you might be looking at number of total visitors, click-through rates, kind of other like really high level metrics, whereas these ones are much more directly connected to how the sales team or customer team is measured.
So there's this fun vanity metrics that we love.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, they can still be used to tell a story. But with account-based marketing, it has to relate to the specific company a little bit more.
It's called hitting our branding goals.
Yeah. Definitely less brand type marketing with, or brand type measurements with ABM, but But yeah, there obviously is value in both.
I mean, to me, it's exciting. Like, I'm somebody who loves stats and like putting people down the funnel kind of thing. So I was like, I think it's really exciting to have kind of a more clear goal on what you're actually trying to do. But obviously, like, I feel like you really do need the whole company on board. Cause like, as you say, booking meetings, you need a platform where everyone is at least logging their meetings to be able to tell that. But, because if it's a very sales focused company, that's going to be the case anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's a lot of cross-function, cross-departmental collaboration that's required. And then as well, there needs to be buy-in from a leadership perspective as well to get something like ABM moving and be successful in general, just because there does have to be that top level alignment between multiple teams that are working together toward a common goal.
So let's say someone's, in a marketing role, probably around the coordinator or specialist level. Let's say like myself, I do digital marketing. I have a lot of experience and probably the technologies you use, but maybe I want to pivot to becoming an ABM marketer. Is there any kind of areas I should focus on, like as far as training or industries or courses, or even just like rework my resume to focus on specific areas?
Yeah, so I would definitely recommend it. I'm obviously a bit biased toward account-based marketing, but I do genuinely think it's important and very well linked to the business. And it's becoming more and more synonymous in my mind with good B2B marketing. So it's being able, I would say, even before you start taking courses on it, if it is relevant to the company that you're in or the business that you're in, you can definitely start getting to know your sales or customer teams, how they work, their insights. They're always account-based and they always have a list of companies that they're going after. So understanding their insights and how they work on a day-to-day basis is helpful. As well, I would definitely recommend even just starting by finding other people to talk to about account-based marketing, reach out. That's when I first got into account-based marketing. I wanted to learn from other people that were already doing it, that had made other types of mistakes and hear from their recommendations. And then joining any, if there is like a community or group that you can join that's related to it. I think that's been very helpful for me as well, just to understand what to focus on. And similar to what we talked about as well, if you do want to get into a new role in terms of reworking your resume, you do want to focus it around ideally being able to have an impact on revenue, because it is so the metrics are very much related to those types of business goals and being able to influence pipeline, opportunity, influence within very high priority accounts.
It sounds to me like there's a bit more, this would be more focused on kind of like the software as a service, like industries. Would that be the case? Because I just feel like they've got more sales orientation, it's more account-based because, you know, obviously they're locking in bigger contracts for long-term. And also probably just a bit more education around ABM marketing compared to older companies that are probably a bit more, you know, have been doing it for 20 years and haven't really figured out the new technologies. Would that be true to say?
Not necessarily, actually. I do think that I've been in the software as a service space for the past little while, and so I might be in a bit of a bubble. I do see that when there is something new that starts as a trend or is kind of something different to try within a lot of areas of business, often software companies are a little bit smaller or more agile and they try to adopt it or they'll try new things a little bit faster, but that just might be the nature of that industry. But I've seen account-based marketing work extremely well for non-software type companies as well. There are some companies that don't have much of a marketing team or a lot of support where it's a very old school field type sales focused. And for those ones where there isn't a lot of other types of marketing in general, maybe ABM it's just a little bit still further down the road for them to get into. But I think the same principles apply where you have strategic account lists, you're trying to build influence and engagement, there's still multiple decision makers that you have to influence, and enterprise level deal sizes that can be multi-year or much longer term to develop, where I think ABM can still have a big influence. So I have seen, maybe it's just more of a trend, maybe it's anecdotal because I'm in that bubble, at least a little bit more recently, where I do see it being I've seen it being adopted faster by software companies, but it's definitely something that applies to multiple types of businesses.
And we are like in Toronto too, which is very much a startup world right now. So that's probably why I'm pulling that example. I did want to talk about technology a little bit. To me, it would sound like Salesforce is king. Would that be the case?
Yes, Salesforce is having some kind of CRM or way that you can track accounts, of course, is very helpful. I wouldn't say it has to be Salesforce necessarily, but it is helpful. And I don't think that Salesforce isn't even originally completely set up to support ABM well. And so that's why a lot of tech companies have been developing different areas for matching leads to accounts and adding in extra insights and data. And Salesforce is, they're adding in a lot more to support account-based marketing. But there are other CRMs and other ways of tracking accounts that I think could work too. But it is the core of how I measure a lot of what I do right now.
Have you found that with other people you chat to, it tends to be Salesforce, or is there other players like HubSpot or Marketo, or is Uber Flip in that world? You would know more than me.
Yeah. So if you're talking just about CRM, Oracle has a CRM. There's a lot of other, HubSpot definitely as well. It's Salesforce is extremely dominant in that space though, as you know. So it is the biggest player by far that I've heard of.
So maybe if someone did want to go this direction, trying to get some of those certifications might be worthwhile.
Oh, like Salesforce certifications?
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary. It depends on the type of support that you have. If you have a really good marketing operations team that is able to help with a lot of that, in some cases, I don't think you need to be, I'm not certified in Salesforce, but I'm very familiar with it. And I think that there's also other support often within organizations that can help there. But it has been helpful for me to be able to pull data and insights and dig into a lot of how accounts are doing with ABM programs.
Yeah. I mean, if you get that certification though, you will be golden, because I mean, my ex got it and like, I think every week he had a recruiter calling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Very, very popular certification apparently. Yeah. So you mentioned getting into a community. Obviously you run one, ABM Toronto. So yeah, where's it at now that COVID is running?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. And I was realizing it's coming up on almost 4 years since I've been working with that. So I guess just a little bit of how it started. It was, of course, when I was first getting into ABM, reaching out to a few people in the Toronto space, I found this old meetup group online that was actually started by Steve Watt, another person that's been really great in the ABM community space and a big advocate for account-based marketing and B2B leadership in general. And so through that, I just asked if he wanted any help organizing things around ABM, and he was very receptive, and that's kind of how it all started. And so it had been very focused on a lot of local showcases, very event in-person focused as well, and all the flavors of ABM. So similar how I talked about one-on-one, very personalized, account-based marketing technology, ways that companies can move up market with ABM, focus on customers, panels with different leaders. It was all in person to start. And the impact of COVID was a bit of a crazy time to go through. We had an event lined up in late March with a sponsor, and everything just had changed so fast. People trying to figure out how to manage.
Was that our event? No, we had the month after, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we'd had ours planned for June. So this one was a little bit before then. And we had, even with ours, I think we had a location lined up and everything.
Yeah. So a bit of backstory. We were going to run a Content Talks ABM Toronto hybrid event. And that was so annoying because I usually what I do is I have my event and then I would plan the next one. Whereas this one I had like three lined up. And I was like, I'm so organized this year. And then they all got canceled.
Yeah, it was, I had a number organized too, and I was feeling so on top of everything. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a great year for ABM Toronto in-person events. And yeah, it was tough because a lot of people that I was working with on these events were also very hard hit. Like some people had, again, kids at home suddenly that they were figuring out how to homeschool, and like family members getting very sick, and obviously everyone trying to work from home and manage teams at home suddenly. So very overwhelming. And we actually did take a little bit of a break just because it was a lot all at once. And of course we did ended up pivoting because pigeoning, that was, I don't know where I was going with that.
I like that term. I'll go with that.
but we ended up with a digital and virtual pivot. And so we did host some virtual events, ran some successful webinar style events as well, had smaller roundtables, did a couple podcasts, and so this is another now, developed a bit of a stronger email base as well. And obviously, and some things went really well, some of it didn't go very well. Some initial plans and momentum were lost a little bit more than I would have liked. And I, of course, really miss connecting with people in person and over food and drinks. It's just can't replace everything virtually. But there's been a lot of positives. And so one of my favorites is that it's been so much easier to involve and be able to connect with people from further outside the city. Just obviously people are limited by location when it's in person. So that's been one of my favorite things, being able to involve people that are a little bit further away.
And where are you at now? Like what kind of reception are you getting? Are you kind of like doing Zoom webinars? Like what kind of events are you running now?
Yeah, so Zoom webinars, definitely we've had a few of those over the past year, and those have been great as well. Started a blog and started to try to do other virtual formats and digital formats as well. Whereas before it was purely in person. So there's been a couple of different channels that I've been able to expand to and have a bit more time to focus on, which has been great.
So if anyone wants to get involved with ABM Toronto, where should they look?
Yeah, so we have a meetup group. Honestly, if you Google ABM Toronto, it should pop up. And you can follow us on LinkedIn, on the meetup.com group, as well as our website. And if you want, you can sign up for our email list and get notified of any new content or events that are coming out.
Sounds good. I'll put those links in the show notes for anyone who wants to check that out. But yeah, Heidi, thanks for joining and explaining ABM Toronto, and also just kind of being a person that I can chat to about running an event in community, because there's not too many, and you've been helpful over the last few years. And shame we never got to do that hybrid event.
Yeah, maybe virtual. But yeah, it's been great. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Heidi.